This morning is the statewide tornado drill in Ohio, and at 9:50, tornado warnings will sound throughout the state, and during that time, we are encouraging everybody to practice their tornado drills.
You want people to remember the acronym DUCK, which is Down, Under, Cover, and Keep in Shelter.
Right. That's a fun way to get kids to remember what to do during tornado drills or tornado warnings. You know, you go down to the lowest level. You get under something like a basement staircase or a heavy table or desk. You want to cover your head either with your hands or a book or something. And you want to keep in shelter until the storm passes.
So you've explained what people should do if they're inside. What if people are outdoors or in a car? What should they do?
Well, if you're in a car, if you have time, we ask you to get out of your car and go to a nearby building for shelter. If you just come up on a tornado, never try to outdrive a tornado because the tornado will win. And we also emphasize that you don't try to seek shelter under an underpass because that can create a lot of debris and a lot of wind. If you can't get out of your car and go into a ditch or something and cover your head, we tell people to stay in the car, stay buckled up, and just hold on tight.
How hard is it to get the message about tornadoes and other severe weather like flooding across on the heels of such a difficult winter? It seems like we've been seeing all the weather advisories all winter long.
Ohioans should be used to strange weather because it seems like it doesn't matter the season. We're going to get hit with anything because just, 2 weeks ago, February 20th and 21st, Ohio had two tornadoes, one in Montgomery County and one in Dayton. And in between all that, we had, polar vortexes and Arctic blasts and ice jams and flooding. So we just have to be prepared for everything. And
what are the most important things that you want people to keep in mind during severe weather this spring?
First thing, we want everybody to know the weather terms, know the difference between tornado or storm watches and storm warnings. We want people to invest in a NOAA weather radio. They don't cost too much. They're available everywhere, and the tornado sirens outside are good, but not every county has sirens, warning sirens, and they're an outdoor warning device. So, you're inside or in a building, you may not hear the sirens. We encourage people to have a NOAA weather radio because they go off and sound whenever inclement weather is coming your way. And you don't always have to have a TV or a radio on to hear it.
And then just to clarify what you were talking about, a watch means conditions are ripe or are proper for severe weather. And a warning means that they've actually sighted a tornado or severe weather is occurring.
Right, correct. Yep, a watch means you just watch the weather and watch for things to either get better or get worse, and a warning means to seek immediate shelter.
You can find out how to get more information about Ohio's Severe Weather Awareness Week on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kelly Blackwell, thank you.
Thank you.